You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Beautiful weekend in the city. Sun was shining. Had a good time. It was a lot going on in the town, too.
Uh-huh.
Of course, kicking things off with Diana Ross in the town on Friday. Beautiful red dress.
Put on your red dress.
In honor of the Boys and Girls Cup. I wish I was there.
And then I was at Club Proof Friday night. Woo!
A word? Did Diana fall through?
Nah, man. I made the call to Tracy, my baby Tracy, but, you know, she said that she had other stuff to do, so.
Is that what happened?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
That is what happened. What, do you don't believe me or something?
You're a lying sack of s***. Brian! Why would you play that?
I told y'all I was going to do it. I told y'all I was.
Saturday morning. Stop recording me.
Saturday morning, I told you I was.
I wish you'd stop recording me when I don't know you doing that. Shouts out to everybody that came to my vision board party on Saturday. You DJ, thank you.
Thank you.
It's fabulous. My sisters were in town on the assist.
And my dog, Greg.
Yeah. My sister's husband. He took pictures. They look great. Check them out on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm considering fasting a couple days this week. I ate at Niecy's twice in 3 days.
Woo!
So you know I am
chickened out.
I didn't eat chicken. I'm full. I took my middle sister Friday and then I took my older sister yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Some good vittles.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods celebrating this morning, won his Masters for the fifth time.
Oh, man. His 15th major. Only needs three more for Jack Nicklaus, the had the record for all time. Sell him. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants. Put suckers in fear. Making the tears. Love that song.
Like a monsoon.
Listen to the bass. Go boom. Explosion. Man, Tiger Woods, he's going through so much. Four back surgeries. He had the DUI thing. He got it in with his wife with the golf clubs, and she divorced him.
Took that money.
And he came back with a vengeance yesterday at the Masters. Here's Tiger Woods talking about it.
I had, you know, serious doubts after, you know, what transpired a couple of years ago. I could barely walk. I couldn't sit. Couldn't lay down. I really couldn't do much of anything. To have the opportunity to come back like this, it is probably one of the biggest wins I've ever had, for sure. Just to come back here and then to play as well as I did, and did all the things, all the little things well this week, and to do it here, this has meant so much to me and my family. This tournament, to have everyone here, it's something I'll never ever forget.
A fused back, Shay. Mm. And with golf, you have to walk a long way. 18 holes, front nine, back nine, and they did that for 3 days. Takes a lot. Salute to Tiger Woods.
I salute him too. There was some folks saying, you know, we shouldn't rally behind him, but I'm down with anybody that makes a comeback, because mm-hmm. all of us have experienced being counted out. I know I have.
Absolutely.
People left me dead and stinking, and I rose back on them, Brian. They ain't know I was coming back till I was back.
And you know what the odd thing is, Shay, is that the NBA playoffs was on the back burner. Like, I didn't see very many people talking about the playoffs.
Oh, playoffs was happening?
Playoffs started Saturday. And it doesn't feel the same without LeBron. It doesn't. Mm. It doesn't. So, we'll see what goes on with that.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. It'll be sunny and warmer. Clear 48 right now on the plaza. Shade, what's poppin'?
The man that was shot at the same time Nipsey Hussle was murdered is speaking out, Brian. Mm. He says that it's not true that he was actually meeting Nipsey to get free clothing. He went to the store to buy something himself. And he said that he went to talk to Nipsey, and that's when the shots rang out. So he's actually been arrested by LAPD because there's a clause in his parole that says you cannot hang around a known gang member. So now they're trying to say that that was what was going on with Nip, and now they want to reoffend this man.
Come on, man.
Dude is paralyzed too.
Wow.
This is just. Oof.
Just gotta take it and learn from it, man.
He may be facing another 10 years for this parole violation that the police are trying to charge him with at this time.
Just unbelievable, leave it right there.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are officially over. Their divorce was finalized on Friday. There's a lot of women out there who wasn't feeling Angelina after she got with Brad Pitt because he was married to Jennifer Aniston at the time.
Wow. You know, they say they was already divorced, though.
Well, before they were seen in public, they officially divorced. But people say that they started rocking together during the filming of the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
So this is kind of like a Mashonda, Alicia Keys, Swiss Beats type thing.
That's not the same thing.
It's not, okay.
I believe Alicia when she said they was broke up before she started rocking with Swiss.
Okay.
I believe her.
Okay.
But you know they say the way you get them is the way you lose them.
Exactly.
That's what the people say.
That's what that, and that's true. It's karma.
So they've got 6 children together. Maddox, who is 17. Pax, that's 15. Zahara, who's 14. Shiloh is 12. And then they have 10-year-olds, Vivian and Knox. So Jolie's 43. Brad Pitt is 55?
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
Brad Pitt was in Thelma and Louise.
Okay.
I'm saying that's why he's a little older. If you didn't recognize he was in that. About 30 years.
A lot more than that, too. But I ain't know he was 55 out here in these streets. Kris Jenner, momager of the Kardashian clique, revealed how they come up with their family's billion-dollar empire. She talked about the fees that they charge to pitch products on their social media. She said that they get definitely, quote, 6 figures. And if it's something pharmaceutical, something that any of you followers of the Kardashians would drink and ingest to put in your body, they charge even more.
So you talking about like the tummy tea, and I remember they had some of them, they had lollipops that could make you lose weight, I guess. Get it while you can. I ain't gonna hate on that. Get the shmoney. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't a hater, but yeah. People gotta stop being so influenced by this stuff though, fam.
Yeah.
They don't do the tummy tea.
That's the day and age that we living in.
They go to Dr. Miami.
Yeah. Or go to the Dominic like you was praying on last week. You wanted people to pitch in and go to your Cash App. You don't remember you made a prayer
about that?
They can still
do that. Yeah, they can still do that. $ pay Shay Moore. SHAYMOORE.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because this Chris, I love this dude so much. I give him everything. I do everything for him. And this dude that said he keeps playing with me. What I got to do? Start popping tires or something, busting out windows or something to show that I care. Mm-hmm. I can't be nice to show you I care. So I got to be mean and say mean special for him to respond. And that's why I'm mad, though, because I don't like that he takes me out of character.
I don't know if busting his tires is the right way to create a bond with somebody.
It's not.
Man, unless you're trying to get a police bond on your life.
I ain't worried about that. I got a sister who work downtown.
Doing what?
She worked at the front desk of booking and shipping in.
Okay.
So every time I go to jail, she like, girl, what you in for now?
Well, don't tell people that. You gonna get in trouble on her job piece.
No, I ain't at work. I ain't gonna get her in trouble.
She's at work.
I know that. Jesus. Let's get out of this now, Brian, because we don't want to get nobody in trouble, lose their job.
Bye, Miss Cindy.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, what are you doing?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's tax day coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We've got tips for last-minute filers.
Such as yourself?
I filed my taxes already, young man.
I know you're usually late with that.
Well, I wait to the end because I don't have any children to claim or anything, so I usually don't get a big bag back, so what's the purpose of rushing?
To get it over with.
no reason to rush and hurry up and let them have what they have. Some parents of students at Kearney Middle School are apprehensive about sending their kids to school this morning, Brian.
What's going on?
On Friday, a student made authorities aware that one of their fellow classmates had a kill list had posted online of some other sixth graders that they apparently wanted to kill.
Well, shout out to whoever saw this and reported this. You said it was the other kids that saw it, or?
Yeah.
So kudos to those kids, because this is perhaps a tragedy that we have avoided. And parents, I just say to you, please check on your kids and talk to them as much as possible to make sure that nothing is going on.
The principal of Kearney Middle School, Bart Woods, sent out a letter to parents saying that they've got a safety plan in place and that they're going to continue on with school as usual today. Yeah. Said, quote, we send these kids to school and we believe it's a safe place.
I hope that they take that young child and try to help them out as much as possible. Counsel them, see what's going on.
As I was thinking about this story, I said, wow, I see what parents would do in this situation if their child was, you know, one of the ones on the hit list. But I thought about the parent of the child who actually created it. What do they do? How do they get their child help? How do you, first of all, wrap your mind around the fact that your child is doing something like this? Not take that guilt upon yourself and move forward to get them help. So there's just so many sides to this story. It's just awful. And if you know you don't mean it, don't even play on social media like that, please.
Right. It's not the day and age for that. It's never a day and age for it, but especially now with so much stuff going on. But once again, I just pray that kid finds some peace and tries to get as much help as possible and receive that help.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tax day. These tax returns are due by midnight. Either you got to head over to the post office and get that thing postmarked for the day, or you need to go online and file for that extension.
Have you done that before? Filed an extension?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work out?
Works out just fine. Yeah, they grant it.
Okay.
As long as you get it in before the end of today, you good.
Okay.
Give you a little bit more time to, you know, get your stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, then you're subject to that penalty tax. As many as 50 million people have yet to file their taxes.
That's like a third of the United States. Probably.
It's less than that. Yeah. I believe it's about, 600 million Americans?
No. It's not that many. No.
You don't think so? 300 maybe?
I thought it was like 200, 250.
I don't think so. I think it's more than that. Let's do a real
327 million.
Okay. Yep.
So that's like a 15.
So, stop with the math. So...
You know my math teacher.
Clearly you're not either. So that's why I'm trying to stop you from looking crazy far crazy. See, I just left it at that. My friend got to, you know, push forward with more.
Mm-hmm.
So the IRS have released some tips for folks who have yet to file. 9 common mistakes to avoid. Missing or inaccurate Social Security numbers. Misspelled names. Who misspells their own name?
Some people might do it on purpose.
Filing status errors. Math mistakes. I think that probably would happen on yours. Math mistakes.
No, it wouldn't, because I don't do my tax.
Errors in figuring tax credits or deductions. Incorrect bank account numbers. Like, I get my stuff put right into my account too.
Right.
Except the state. State, they send in a check at the house.
State sent directly to mine.
It did.
Direct deposit. Yep. They send it rather quickly, too.
Your form not being signed. Electronic filing PIN errors. and filing with an expired individual taxpayer identification number.
That's why you gotta hire somebody to do all that. I'm not finna be at home doing homework.
If you're one of the 50 million Americans who have yet to file, why have you put it off until the last minute?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 70s, sunny, breezy, and warmer. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 49 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aries friends. Singer-songwriter Esther Dean is 37.
She is?
Yeah. I thought she was going to play the one with Gucci. Actor Flex Alexander is 49 today.
Homeboys from outer space.
And the king of R&B, Jacquees. Give you this good feeling. Is yet 25. When you give me this old
feeling, baby. Happy birthday, everybody born on tax day, April 15th.
So Tiger Woods is the comeback kid of this century with a win at the Masters yesterday.
My dog.
He came back from being down 2 shots. But the big deal was him taking his 5th Masters at the age of 43. He became the oldest to win the green jacket since Jack Nicklaus did it back in 1986 at the age of 46.
He's going to get his record, too, for the majors. He is. He's going to get it. I know he is.
Tiger had this to say.
I had, you know, serious doubts after, you know, what transpired a couple years ago. I could barely walk. I couldn't sit. I couldn't lay down. I really couldn't do much of anything. To have the opportunity to come back like this, it is probably one of the biggest wins I've ever had, for sure. Just to come back here and then to play as well as I did and did all the things, all the little things well this week, and to do it here. This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament, to have everyone here. It's something I'll never, ever forget.
He was out here bad. 4 back surgeries, Shay. Major surgeries. Got his back fused together. He was leaving voicemails on his side chick's phone and got played for everybody. He got chased out the house with his golf clubs from his wife. He done had the DUI. He done gone through a lot.
Feel he was me? Out here dead and stinking,
yeah,
Brian.
He was bad.
He was dead and stinking out here.
Yeah, dog.
I love a comeback story.
Definitely a story of triumph.
Man, you better never count me out. Never.
We're not.
Monica is clamming up about her divorce with her ex-NBA baller, Shannon Brown. And apparently the producers of T.I.'s reality show, T.I. and Tiny Friends and Family Hustle, is a little mad about it.
Oh.
They thought they was going to get fresh tea for the show.
Supposed to be on the show, okay.
She like, no, we ain't going to talk about that. Mm.
See, Monica's real with it.
She's a very quiet lady, but yeah, that's what we want to know.
She comes up as the silent, strong type.
She is, but that's what we want to know. We want to know what's going on with that.
No, that's not your business.
If you're going to be on the show, mommy, you got to give us something.
No, she don't.
Why don't you just stay at the house? No. Why be on the show?
To make some money. She's interesting enough without all that for her to make some money.
I love Monica. Mm-hmm. She's not interesting without this. I'm sorry. I love her the long way.
No,
you don't want
her personal life comes first.
Right. That's why we want to know it.
No. It comes first in her
right.
In her world.
You no,
don't
no.
It don't come first for you. It comes first for her.
No, it does.
It's not your business.
How come she been posting all this time about them? So now that y'all broke up, I need you to KTSE. Keep that same energy. Well, you was posting him and y'all was flossing and you had the diamond ring and you was like, ha, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting married. I want to know. All the breakup business too. Wendy
you
Williams
are
included.
A hater.
Wendy Williams included. I want to know what's cracking from beginning to end.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tax day. Returns are due by midnight tonight.
Mm. Say more.
I've done my taxes already. I said that to you earlier, and you know that.
I don't believe you.
I ain't got to lie to you, Craig. But okay. If you're one of the many procrastinators out there, you could do one of 2 things. Well, really 3 things. Electronically file before midnight. get that paperwork postmarked if you still actually printing stuff out and mailing, mm-hmm. or file for an extension. Give you 6 months to get everything together and avoid paying penalties and getting your return in late.
Don't be like Ronald Isley. Suffer from tax evasion, go to jail for about 2 or 3 years.
He's not the only one. Yeah. Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
He went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
DMX went to jail over this money.
Yeah, they will take you to jail over it.
Yeah, Uncle Sam is...
Yeah, they don't play about that.
Looking for you, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Why did you wait to the last minute to file this year?
I put off until today to file because I am in no rush to give them money.
I know that's right, girl.
I pay out of pocket to the government every year, all because I'm a little bit over the tax bracket.
That means she got money, Brian.
That means she ain't got no kids either.
Yeah, I got one, but that's been my downfall my entire life, just because I decided to only have one kid.
See, she makes so much money, it doesn't offset.
But you also couldn't pay me to have more than one.
I can give you more than one.
Brian.
What?
Thank you, sis.
I'm trying to campaign.
I like that too much.
Thank you, sis, for calling up and sharing with us. Yeah. Don't listen to Brian, please.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today marks the 72nd anniversary of the first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers that Jackie Robinson played.
Yes.
Breaking the color line within Major League Baseball. Of course, played for the Monarchs in the Negro Leagues.
Yes, he did.
Before matriculating to Brooklyn. Major League Baseball has been commemorating the anniversary of Jackie Robinson since 2004 with Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah, and the number 42 retired all throughout the major leagues. Nobody can wear that number.
Except on this day.
Yep.
Every player will be rocking number 42.
Yes.
Another big day on April 15th, Tax Day. If you're one of the 50 million Americans who have yet to file those documents, go ahead and get your extension together or get your documents postmarked or filed electronically before midnight.
Mm-hmm. I know some people filed back in January, boy.
1 year I did an extension and I didn't file, so I filed 2 the following year. You can do that.
Why didn't you just file later on that year?
I wound up moving.
Okay.
And something, it's a lot when you move. You don't know what the heck you did with your papers.
That's another thing, too, is that some people have to not file twice. They have to do Missouri and Kansas. Sometimes that's a thing, too.
If you live and work.
State. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the reason for you delaying your filing?
I just did it for a personal reason. I'm not going to get back as much as normally get, and that's the reason why I haven't filed yet.
How do you know you're not going to get back as much as you usually do?
I didn't work as much last year.
Okay.
I had my own personal reason why I didn't work last year. And, I put it into the computer, W-2 reform that I did receive, mm-hmm. and now I just see that it's not going to be nowhere near as much. So it wasn't really a big concern.
I need a personal reason that I don't want to work next year. So maybe you can give me a personal reason for me to sit at the house. You know what I'm saying? Sit at the cribbo.
She ain't just been sitting at the house.
Yes, she has.
No, she has. What's your name?
My name is Lanier Sykes.
All right. Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Just need a personal reason. That's all I'm saying.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Another edition of the Petty Files. Now, this is a good one right here, Brian. Mm. A man who had just purchased an $8 million island off of Key West was arrested on Saturday for shoplifting items from Kmart. Mm. Why are you shoplifting $300 worth of stuff?
On your own island.
If you just bought an $8 million island. You think that was all he had?
Well, that's equivalent to buying rims on your car when you still living at your mama's house.
The police say that he purchased a Keurig coffee maker, then took the Keurig out of there and put an old basketball in there and then put it back together like the Keurig was in there.
Yeah, that ain't smart. They don't even weigh the same.
And they, well, apparently he did because they took it back. But he did this on multiple items over the course of a week. So he did the Keurig. Then he did some light bulbs. Light bulbs?
Light bulbs, fam. I know some light bulbs is getting expensive, but come on, dog. You got $5 to pay for some light bulbs or go to the Dollar General.
And this house that he purchased for $8 million is the house that was featured in Real World, the 17th season from back in 2006.
So you couldn't, like, save $1 million, buy another house, get $1 million to buy all your little yin-yangs and groceries and stuff? No? Okay.
Final season of Game of Thrones premiered yesterday on HBO.
I had a couple people asking for my login for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I told them the price, and I didn't hear back from them.
You got the HBO Go thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got HBO. If you got HBO, you got it.
Oh, well, I have HBO, too.
Okay. You got it, too, then.
Oh, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, people are naming their children characters from the show.
I have never watched a second from... I've seen people online talking about somebody named Bran or something like that.
The name Olenna is up 71%. Mm. Ilaria is up 53%. Mm. Jorah is up 36%. And Tyrion is up 20%.
What show would you name your kids after, a character off of a show?
None.
227 or nothing like that? No?
Nah.
No? Thelma from Good Times? None of that?
An Ohio couple is facing charges for making laxative-laced cookies.
Oh, come on, dog.
For striking school employees.
And you don't play with people's food, fam.
All because they were tired of the noise from the picket line near their home.
That's going to make somebody stop?
So they got the bright idea, we'll make them run to the bathroom, and they won't be able to pick it. No. Apparently, none of the striking workers ate the sugar cookies, though. But they turned it in. To the police, found out that it was laced. Now they're facing charges.
If I ever catch you doing something like that to me, it's going down. Because you like to cook people's stuff, and that's why I don't be trusting nobody's food, because you never know what they're gonna put in it. You don't know if they wash right.
Are you? I don't play like that. Okay.
Sure you don't. Wait till I make you mad one day and see what happens.
I wouldn't poison your food. I wouldn't take that extra step. It would bust down right then. That's what
you ain't no gangster.
Wherever
you are
just
not
like
a gangster.
You know, hold up. Just like your mother used to tell you, wherever you set it at is where you get your whooping at. So wherever you cut up is where I deal with you at. I'm not waiting to poison you for what?
You was acting all tough and hardcore.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. Sunny, breezy, and warmer. Right now, you're mostly sunny at 49 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Fox News host Laura Ingraham is currently under fire after making some very ignorant comments about Nipsey Hussle's death.
Yesterday in LA, thousands lined the streets to say goodbye to rapper Nipsey Hussle. Now, this dear artist recently released a song called FDT, F Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump.
Okay, now that's a very creative refrain.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
Irving Berlin, look out.
Is it? It all began and ended with Irving Berlin for you, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the refrain, the chorus, it goes on and on. Is that related to the lowest unemployment ever, basically, for African Americans?
First of all, this is not Nipsey Hussle's song. It's
that's
YG's
song.
Mm-hmm. Number two, for her to be lightly laughing about this is abhorrent. And Fox News needs to fire her, in my opinion.
This is a murder victim. And it just saddens me, man. But I just want to tell everybody who's listening, do not give this no energy. Don't pay attention to it. Don't do nothing to it. Just ignore it and keep it moving. This is she's trying to make a circus out of this.
I don't agree. I think they need to do something. And that would be to complain to Fox News and let them know that we don't appreciate that. That's what I think needs to be done. The game also is calling for folks to do the same thing, to get their sponsors off the air, to get, you know, this woman reprimanded in some way.
Yeah, she definitely needs
First
to
of
be
all,
reprimanded.
You're reporting fake news. That's not Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, that was YG all the way. He's featured on the song, but that's YG's song. I'm just saying, don't let it take up your energy. Don't let it bring you down. Of course, we need to complain and make sure something happens to her. She needs to face some consequences for this. But look, don't let it bring you down. There's going to be plenty of people that's going to be making silly and stupid remarks like this.
But it's just the fact that people can so easily and so nonchalantly discount the culture that so many people make millions and billions of dollars off of. And because you're not a part of it, you can downplay it. Now, if someone were to do that to, let's say, you know, Kurt Cobain or some of the other artists that have passed, you know, that would, of course, be looked upon as ignorant.
Or John Lennon, who was
murdered. Whomever, exactly. Yeah. You just can't do stuff like that. Even if you're not a part of it, just be quiet. You don't have to comment and make light of something, because there are children, there's a woman, there's a mother and a father and brothers and people connected to this further than your stupid little show that I've never seen and never will see.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.